Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
I take you to a part of the world we only ever hear about when natural catastrophe hits, Bangladesh. When I invited a guest from this nation to come in to speak to us here at the radio, I was, I have to admit, determined to look on the bright side of things for this nation. But it seems this was hard to do, simply because my guest, who also happened to be a relator at the recent October 12th General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops, which discussed the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church, shone the spotlight, as one would expect, on the dire side of life. And understandably so, as you'll discover in a moment. Although, I must say, I did manage to get in a more positive angle. Anyway, he's the Bishop of Khulna, Bijoy de Cruz, who sat down with me for a chat in our studios here last week. He began by speaking to me of issues like the rights of the poor in a country where the majority of people are deprived of the basic necessities, and in the Bishop's own words, buffeted by natural calamities. But let's listen.
I reflected that the prophets were men of the word, and they took side of the poor people. They protected the poor people. Therefore, that was for me the important issue for me, that Word of God will do something for the poor, give support to the poor, empower the poor.
How can the Word of God be shared with the people? You mentioned the Beatitudes, I think.
Beatitudes. And a Word of God will make us kind and generous towards the poor brethren. Otherwise, Word of God remains as a kind of ideal word, not effective. Word of God is efficacious, powerful, and effective. Therefore, if we hear the Word of God, if we live the Word of God, we have to do something to our poor brothers and sisters.
You talk about injustice and corruption as well. Bangladesh is a country where this is rampant.
Yeah. It's one of the corrupted country, and where rate of injustice is very high. But Word of God should make us aware that we have to do something, against this injustice and corruption. At least, first of all, we may not do a lot of things, but at least we live according to the Word of God, just life. And then also, there are movement and struggles also for establishing justice. So whether also Word of God would encourage us support this movement, to be part of this movement. So that way I see, because the prophets were also against injustice, corruption.
You live in a majority Muslim country,
yeah.
Right? What kind of problems do you run into there? How do you Christians relate to Muslims there? Is it a problem or?
It is a problem. It is a problem. You see that constitutionally we have the equal rights, but in day-to-day life it is not that. For question of job, there is discrimination. The Christians or minority may not get the job that easily, unless one is very brilliant or really shining, he can manage, but ordinary one will not be able to manage that way. Therefore, where minority are not in the government service, not many, Christians are very few. So that type of discriminations are there. It is difficult to live, in that context, the Word of God. It is difficult because of the minority, and they are really majority, strong majority. And it is even difficult to dialogue also, but still we can organize. Can sit together and talk, but they are dominant, dominant force.
Tell me something positive about your nation. what are the characteristics of the Bangladeshis? They must be very resilient to start with, no?
Yes, we have natural calamities, flood, cyclone. But our people are simple people, very hospitable people. And there is a good unity in the country among the people, especially the normal people, Muslims, Hindu, Christians. Though we have difficulty, we live together. We have harmony and peace. Though there is a small fundamentalist group also. But in general, they are peace-loving people.
With family values?
I mean, they love family, they live together, they believe in marriage, they help each other, they take care of the elderly people in the society, in the family, respect for the elders. So we have lot of good values, lot of good things also in the country, and our culture is very good.
Tell me about your culture.
We have good liturgy, like Tagore is one of the best who got Nobel Prize. Rabindranath Tagore. Then we have good dancing tradition, music, singing. These are the things. And you know that we have difficulties, we have problems. But Bangladeshi people are happy people.
Tell me a little bit more about Rabindranath Tagore.
He is a Bengali by birth. And then he wrote everything, of course, in English too, but basically in Bangla. But problem is that sometimes people differentiate because he is a Hindu and Bangladesh is a Muslim country. Therefore, our national poet is Nazrul Islam, not Rabindranath Tagore. But our national anthem is composed by Rabindranath Tagore.
Is there anything you'd like people to really know about Bangladesh?
I want to give greetings from the part of Bangladesh, from the Church of Bangladesh, to the listeners.
That was the Bishop of Khulna in Bangladesh, Bijoy De Cruz. Our thanks to him for coming in to speak to us. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.